Radio Napier News.
Good morning, my name is Kieran Scott. You're listening to Radio Napier and here are today's headlines. The Scottish Government will give headteachers in Scottish schools direct access to a new attainment fund. MPs will vote on triggering Article 50 today after an extensive debate in the House of Commons last night. A new report has warned that Britain may face a major slowdown in living standards, according to a new report. And in sports, Celtic have managed to retain the services of key stars Moussa Dembele and Kieran Tierney. And to our first story. Various schools across Scotland will be eligible for an attainment fund where headteachers will have access to the £120 million. Schools already receive funding from their local council, but this fund will be given directly to headteachers who will decide what to spend on to raise accomplishment. The money will be divided according to how many children in primary school classes and high school students are qualifying for free meals, with the list disclosing that approximately 2,500 schools will be entitled to earn from the new programme. It is projected to be a wealthy cash injection for schools, with one school in the Western Belt expected to garner nearly £300,000. Tonight at Westminster, MPs will vote on a bill that will allow Britain's exit from the European Union to go forward. As many as 100 MPs will vote against it, mainly from SNP and Labour Party. As well as rejecting it, the SNP will put forward 50 amendments that they wish to be made to the bill. Conservative Ken Clark has planned to oppose the triggering of Article 50, who was applauded for comparing the government's plan to Alice in Wonderland.
You follow the rabbit down the hole and you emerge in a wonderland where suddenly countries throughout the world are queuing up to give us trading advantages and access to their markets.
Ruth Davidson, the Scottish Conservative leader, has accused the SNP of using the Brexit case to manipulate a case for a second independence referendum. Michael Gove, leader of the Vote Leave campaign, warned MPs it would be harmful for democracy for MPs to reject what the public have voted for. We will hear from SNP and Conservative MPs later today to find out more about the 50 amendments and a potential second independence referendum and the effect that today's vote could have on Scotland's future. Living standards are expected to fall in Britain, with a number of families seeing no income growth before the next general election. Research conducted by the Resolution Foundation has stated that poorer families will see a dip in their incomes, which could rise to the largest brunt of inequality since Margaret Thatcher's days at the helm. A think tank has mentioned that these alarming statistics stem from a mini-boom in living standards, which halted because of rising inflation and a lull of employment in recent months. It's expected that a typical household's income growth will fall approximately by 1.2% this year, which could further deteriorate by the end of this current parliament. Celtic have kept hold of star players Moussa Dembele and Kieran Tierney, despite speculation linking the player with a move down south. Dembele flew to London yesterday for a knee scan, fueling rumours that the player was heading down to Premier League leaders Chelsea for a reported £40 million. The striker has scored 20 goals for Celtic this season, but manager Brendan Rodgers is convinced Dembele will stay faithful to his club a lot longer.
He's really developed into a top-class keeper in terms of the next stage of what you would want him to play. And so much so that a club of that quality was interested.
And to the weather. He has a smile on his face, so it must be sunny out there. He's just Kyle Dunn.
Thanks, Kieran, and good morning. Today is starting a largely dry note with some patchy fog around and a touch of frost across the far north. The fog is expected to gradually lift during the day, with some light and patchy rain will affect the far south across the Trossachs. For most of us, however, it will stay dry with some bright intervals. The best of the sunshine will be across the northwest highlands towards the Inverness area. That's today's weather. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Kyle. And later on today, Douglas Greenwood will bring us the latest news from Scotland's first global craft beer festival, which was announced yesterday. If you want to keep up to date on the news, visit en4news.com or follow us on Twitter at en4news2016. We'll be back at 1:30 for a full roundup of today's events.
This is Radio Napier.